Think back to a mentor in your life. What impact did that person have on you and your work? For Seattle poet Quentin Baker, that person is poet Tim Siebels. Quentin has always been an admirer of Tim's work and even had the opportunity to study under the poet while completing his MFA. April is Poetry Month, so we asked Quentin to come in and read a favorite poem by his mentor. Quentin chose Tim Siebels' The Frame. But before reading it, he explained to KUOW's Elizabeth Austin why he admires Tim's work so much.
This is one of his phrases, but he's not in the rafters with it. He's among the people in the sense that he's vulnerable in his work, and his work is accessible but layered. So it's not simple. It's not straightforward. There's always a way in to a Tim Siebels poem, and that's hard to do. It's hard to have a way in and then also have a high level of craft and have a high level of readability. There's that you can continue to go back to a poem and still find something in it, despite it being initially accessible. That's something that's very hard to do, and he manages to do that consistently.
Will you read the poem?
Sure. The Lamps, for Joy Nolan. When you come into the room, huge fish turn underwater, and I feel the lamps come on in my wrists. I fold my hands, I close my eyes. Your hair falls from April to December, dark as a forest in a rainstorm. Once, when we danced to slow music, I found the end of a day risen like a staircase inside me. The evening sky hung purple-black and tucked into the steep side of a hill, two houses, each with a lamp, turning the porch pale gold. I could hear a stream nearby, and the sound of someone talking to the shallows. Woman, I wish I could tell you what the water said about the weather in your smile, the way the late hours spill their music over your mouth. Where I am now, there is no sound but my own slow thinking, and sometimes the air trying to understand the wind. What question have you pressed into my blood that I can't help but answer? When you walk by, your long shadow rings like a moonrise.
Why did you want to bring that poem in?
I wanted to bring this poem in because when I first started writing poems, you know, seriously, I tried to write this poem, I think, for about a year and a half. The strangeness and the sensuality in this poem, they were things that I connected with and I wanted my own work to do. I realized I had all of a sudden a mentor text that I could look at to guide me where I wanted to go. I knew that when I read this poem, it made me feel the way that I wanted people to feel when they read my work.
And what is it about the poem that speaks to you?
What I find fascinating about this poem is the way that he's able to navigate between the strange and the quotidian, and, you know, to walk this line, and it's a narrative line between surrealism or the deep image, the way that he can create an experience through an image, and then through that experience you get some measure of meaning. And I have always loved that about his work and in other people's work, and I wanted to do it in my own.
What effect has this poem had on you as a writer?
It reminds me of what I want to do with my own work. So when I feel stuck or lost or I'm forgetting why I write, this is one of the poems that I turn to remind me why language is interesting, why refreshing language is interesting, why renewing language is interesting, why... how sound can work, how you can create an atmosphere in a poem. He has an intense focus on the sound of a poem. When I was working with him and he'd make me write annotations of other poets, I would send him my thoughts and my writings and he would say, but what about the sound? What about the sound? So he was always imploring me to look for the sound in other people's and my own poems. And that's, I think, the main thing is to always be paying attention to that in all of my work at all times.
And why is sound important in a poem?
Sound is so important in poetry because the poem is meant to be read out loud. The poem is meant to be heard. And the great Lorenzo Thomas said that you should treat a poem like a score sheet for a piece of music. And so because the poem is meant to be read out loud and it's meant to be heard, then that aspect of it must also be part of the text. It must be considered. It must be, each sound must be an author choice, just like each word and each piece of punctuation or image, a line break must also be an author choice. The sound has to be a part of that as well.
If you'd like to hear Quentin Baker read his own poetry, you can go to our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, you might want to check out an interview Elizabeth Austin conducted with poet Tim Siebels.